Nobody's very savvy.
What were the church services like then?
Well, it's serious and it's real, because the service back then was real. People were sincere in that service, and I could have been. Got to be a show now. Not too much about it. Somebody can go out there to church, participate, take part in the church, a name or something like that. Back then, the service was real. In other words, you didn't just participate in the church because, it's just for to be seen. You didn't do it like that. You had to be real before you took in the church.
What church did you attend then?
That one was Christ Church I attended. I'm still there. Right here in Abel. I'm going to be a member of that. Of course, I was in the older churches in the association, but I'm a member here at Abel Church, Baptist Church. And that wasn't yesterday, that was 1905 is when I was baptized in 1905. I'm still hanging around.
So, it's a long time to go to a church. Same, the same church.
I often say that then, being in one church that long, if you were not trying to do right, something wrong would have done propped up, and somebody would have seen it before now. So since 1925, and being in one church, we have never been anybody taking a charge against us, wanting to put us out or something like that. So we feel like we're doing what the Lord wants to do.
Yes, sir.
And trying to do right.
Yes, sir. Do you remember any, camp meetings, or did any of your old relatives talk about that, or did y'all go to those?
Yeah, that used to be a thing. One of the old people, they talked about camp meetings like that. And had them once every year. And of course, we learned that we didn't know, because I and our Baptists had association, but over in the Methodist field they had camp meetings, that's an annual get together for all the churches as a camp meeting. But the association and Baptists, they have an association, all the churches come together.
Were mostly people that attended church the older people, or?
Mass of the older people attended church, those that had become the big numbers enough. But one thing different back then and is now, if they just were not right and wasn't concerned about church and its way of living in the church, they just see it wasn't there. They just wasn't there. And you didn't have to worry about people being in the church like you would have to think or do today. Crowd of people in the church. And when you leave out of the church, you don't know where them numbers are locked. But you see that, you know, like that thing there. People were real. If they were in the church at church time, well, you could recognize them other than the church. And they would also, their action would show that they were church members. Oh, no. Now they got a lot of hypocrites and men pretending, and they don't care what they do right or not. And if they're doing that, they have to start laying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We learned a whole lot about being caring now in the church and being with the people. So about the great difference in the people of the day in the churches and our families. A big difference.
Yes, sir. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
We just went in this area, in this Pickens County, district number 7. Now that's where we started the school, and that's where we finished, so was the grammar school. And, of course, we got so far, we were in grammar school. Of course, we had privilege and took opportunities in one of the other schools. They can found me in the technical study, which you had to have. We had to have a little more than got in grammar school to work in the field out there. And one of them was just, if it wasn't them, just you being sent from the your church, to represent the church, a delegate to the association or a union or convention or something like that. Well, sometimes they require you to, you know, a little more knowledge than that you see it in the grammar school.
How many years did you go to school, or how old were you when you finished your schooling?
Well, in the grammar school, I don't recall, it didn't go for 7 months in the, wait a minute, it wasn't 7 months. Part of the time, it wasn't, it's 4 months, but after, normally, it didn't range to 7 months, that is our school.
7 months out of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many years did you go?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I went to because when we were doing those years when they were giving them school in 7 months, we had to stay out of school when they got big enough to defend. And when it got the right material to pick what we had down pick cotton. And so we didn't finish, get a chance to finish doing that normally as if we'd have stayed. But if we'd have finished, we didn't. They didn't care, not their parents didn't care too much about you staying in school. Our parents didn't. They didn't know how to come out and work in the field. It was more advantage to them than it was for us. Set up in school, I didn't know.
How old were you when the last time you went to school?
Let's see, I must have been about 16. Oh no, maybe 16. Maybe 16.
Okay.
You know, well, I didn't begin to work here. I didn't get a job working. They stay one of the regular plow hands in the field, so I couldn't stay in school.
Yes, sir. Do you remember anything about your teachers, or where the you left them?
They did the best they could, I imagine, under circumstances. They did the best they could. In other words, one thing I said about our teacher, they told the child to y'all, the parent ought to send y'all regularly, say y'all to come regularly. Well, what we look like one day, yeah, telling them that the parents, the teachers, did send us regularly when they have a chance they had to keep you out. So that was just it.
Yes, sir. Did your parents have any schooling, or did they go to school? Where did they go to?
They didn't have much. Yet. Of course, they had. I can give them credit for learning some of the beginning stuff and that we had when we went to school. So we knew how they had to start in with the alphabet in school back then. You know, that's what thing you need to learn. With the alphabet in school, we did. I don't know how supposed to start off not reading, but we had to start it. Had to learn all the alphabet one by one. Learn the figures up to 100 and all that. We had to know how to put the figures together up to 100. And also the alphabet we had to have them, because the teacher back then told us we had to, you can't read it, you can't spell the word. So we had that. That's what we had to learn the alphabet and learn how to spell different things. And we knew how to spell many things that didn't contain over three letters. So it was four. And we learned how to, we had that now.
Yes, sir.
It's almost ready to read. And we was ready to read when we had to learn the alphabet. But they just taught us like that in school. I don't know what, and then, but now it's starting them off reading. Not sure, but it's starting them off reading. Well, I don't used to mean to argue with them because they're the teachers. They ought to know better how to do that than we did because of them.
Yes, sir.
And now it's pretty good to argue with them because they did learn them a whole lot of things that I was not able to learn in my
Who was the first person in your family to attend college?
What did I?
Who was the first person in your family to attend college?
In my immediate family.
Your family of your nieces and nephews or your brothers and sisters?
No, I'm trying to think of them.
Your children or?
Trying to think of one.
Yeah, I understand.
I know that's our immediate family. Yeah, we're three.
Three of them?
Yeah, three. You know, there's like Esau and Alice and maybe.
Where did they go to college?
And Mamie went to school. Who was the school at? Someone in Florida.
Jacksonville.
Huh? And someone in Florida, Jacksonville. And Florida, Mamie, that's the oldest daughter. And now you see, he's the oldest boy. Of course, he finished when he went to the Army. He finished in the Army. The oldest boy. And And the next one, he finished doing because he come out on me before he finished. And
how are these people related to you? How are they related to you? Was there
Those are Native Americans, not those were my children.
Those are your children?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's five of them.
There's five?
Four or five of them were Spanish. I left five of them when in the college, but I'm the same mother. Five of them in the college. But they, by chance, the youngest boy, he finished in Tennessee. I think he like 1 year finishing. He come out when his tuition paid up. He stayed with his first cousin was schooling in there. So he come out, stayed in college. Like 1 year, finally come out. He was starting somewhere wrong, where it was. So wondering what could have went wrong. But he didn't know his advantage in the school because like 1 year, it had his tuition paid up. That's my youngest boy.
When you were young, did y'all have any books or magazines or newspapers in the house? Did y'all get any of those? Or?
No. My parents did prescribe for farmers. Farmers Farside. It was a farmers magazine. And that's the only newest people that come there.
That's the fact.
Okay. Did y'all ever in school? Did y'all ever study about Black history or read any works by Black authors?
No, we didn't. They wasn't anything said about it, you know, at our time. They might know. This wasn't anything said about that. At least in our those got higher than I went. They might have. They probably had it, but I didn't. So far as I went, we didn't have it. Ain't no one about your left. We got out of school.
What kind of organizations or clubs did any of your older relatives belong to?
They didn't belong in it. That's just one thing. No, they didn't belong in organization at all. No more than that. They didn't belong for the church. They wasn't too busy in the church either. This kind of a, this is a member that people that is a member. But just like probably a lot of people are today, they remember and they don't, not by regular attendance, they just problem taking them in, baptizing them, turning them loose, and they don't. Didn't go back to Sunday school or VTU or nothing like that. They just in there. So I guess it's best that I can done the best it could under circumstances. And we are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you know how many, if any of your older family members voted during the 19th century, any? Or when the first person who voted was?
I don't remember. But I know that I remember her too. That she, you know, they just didn't know about that day. They didn't know what it meant. They didn't know what it meant. Yes, I don't know. I don't remember one. I remember. I was the question in house family that I know about to Redskin Hall down in 1948. And I was plenty grown then, you
know? Yes, sir.
1948. In California.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if any of your family, your ancestors, before the Civil War, were they free or were they slaves? Do you know if anyone?
No, I just don't know about them. I just don't know about them. The only thing I remember about World War One, then. They had to vote, register to be drafted at 21. Well, back then, there was a public dispensary called Otherwood. They would order. They were allowed, and they did order whiskey. They were allowed. You could order it. I don't know. All I knew about it, they were ordering it, and they would. And what had happened? They came out. They got to register for the army, 19, and if you were 21 years old, and a lot of those boys went and registered. They thought they were going to catch up with them, but they'd been ordering whiskey. They wasn't 21. So a lot of them went in the army in World War One. They wasn't 21, but they thought they were doing trying to play safe. Not going to do something with them, but ordering whiskey, they wasn't 21. A lot of them went in. And that was World War One. That was 1913, I believe, 1930, something like that. But there wasn't anything else to misunderstand. They didn't know, so they just didn't know.
Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about the way white people treated blacks at that time during the early 1900s? Or?
They didn't say very much about it. They didn't talk. They didn't talk nothing, not too much about it. They figured that the way they were treated was just all right, they thought. It wasn't no use of going out being aggrieved about it because they just thought that was the way it's supposed to be. And I guess that was the best way out because they'd have been going out aggravated about the way they really wanted. My mother died, but his soul was lost because he thought he didn't. But he was all right, and we didn't. Yeah, he wasn't very much said about it. And he wasn't drunk. Even till now, I think a lot of times that people have something to be thankful for, because the Lord taking care of them, regardless of the situations they had become during the life of them. You know, the Lord still blesses and lives and taking care of us right on. And we can see the handwork of the Lord and look back and see it. Nothing could have done it, but nothing could have taken care of him during those times of depression and hard times. Man didn't have nothing to do with it. Man didn't. I mean, he was supreme being managing.
Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about any natural disasters like floods or big storms or anything like that, fires in the area during your, or how they affected, or any how they affected your family when you were, droughts or anything like that?
No, they didn't say very much about it. They didn't say very much about it, they didn't talk very much about it, those things they did. So they said, I heard my pastor talking about this, about the earthquake. You remember when that great earthquake, sometime way back, we didn't know what, but they said it was an awful earthquake. And everything, people, they didn't know what was happening. They didn't know what was happening. But after later on, they learned that that was an earthquake, you know, and they didn't know what it was. My daddy did it. His granddaddy, I believe, yeah, his granddaddy said during that earthquake and things, this houses and things, she in the house and things, and she said, my granddaddy, whoever started running around on the outside, and he thought he seen what it was shaking the house, and he said, a big old husky, big old bell, they called it a husky, and it what the people were still bringing and stuff in. He didn't know what it, just didn't know what that big thing was. So he blazed away with it. Both bells and shut the bell. Shut the bell. And the next morning, he got up and went, oh, so shut the wrong.
So the earthquake was in this area?
Yes, it was in this area. It was in this area, really. He didn't know what it was. This didn't happen that night. He didn't know what he thought was something of us, some huge monster, something about that speaking to us.
Do you remember anything or about the flu epidemic in 1917?
Oh, yeah. I remember a lot of people taking sick and dying. A lot of people. They didn't know what it was. They, afterwards it was over, they were knowing that they gave it a name, flu, influenza, lupus. What it was, this flu that had never happened. Well, people that were sick and now they had not sick and died like that. They was a family. This family died. Might not a whole family died of it. He said, it's terrible. Doctors didn't understand it too much. But they learned later on how to adopt it. But most of the people were dead already after that.
So the whole family, did you say a whole family died out?
Yes, I'm not the whole family.
Do you know any
about it?
Do you know any of those families that know the names of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the number. Okay. But I know the number. Her two families. All of them died, but just one or two. Whole family died out. Was the flu. Flu epidemic, they called it.
In your family, how did the married couples treat each other? Was one person the boss of the relationship? Was the man the boss or the woman, or was it the relationship equal? Or how did the man and wife relate to each other?
You're like one conversation. That's how you mean that.
Was your father like the man of the house? I mean, was what he said did it go, and you know, how much say did your mother have in it? And
Yeah, some of them. They got along very well, most of them, but it always have been seemed like.